The Solomon Islands has announced plans to ban Facebook this week in the name of national unity. Critics argue, though, that the ban is an attempt to curtail recent criticism of the government. In a speech to Parliament, Prime Minister Sogavare said that cyberbullying on Facebook was widespread and that people have had their reputations built up over years, destroyed within a matter of minutes. Leon Giorgio spoke with media and communications expert Dr. Damien Spry from the University of South Australia about whether Prime Minister Sogavare's reasons for the ban are valid.
Well, there's certainly legitimate concerns, but I think the Solomon Islands is going way too far by threatening to ban the social media platform Facebook or indeed any other website. The right to communicate is protected under the Solomon Islands Constitution and, in fact, is a key tenet of international human rights law. So it's going too far to prevent all forms of communication in order to limit or restrict certain forms of what we might call bad or damaging information or communication. And the other thing that we need to be aware of is that banning Facebook in the Solomon Islands won't stop online bullying in the Solomon Islands. It may stop it from appearing on Facebook, but presumably the bullies have plenty of other platforms that they can use.
As a follow-up to that, has social media been used in a subversive way by organisations or governments to destabilise societies? And if so, would you consider this to be a valid reason to shut down social media platforms, or is the genie out of the bottle, so to speak?
Well, Facebook's used for all sorts of purposes, good and bad. It's been used to destabilise governments in the past, including the so-called Arab Spring in 2011, and that was in part facilitated by Facebook, but also YouTube and other social media platforms. And that was highly lauded at that time as being an example of how online communications could facilitate, you know, democratic revolutions. But more recently, we've seen kind of the other side of the story, which is Facebook being used to disrupt democratic processes. The last two US presidential elections, as well as the Brexit referendum and numerous other elections in places like Brazil and the Philippines and Malaysia, have all been subject to accusations and reasonable accusations that social media has been kind of manipulated by those who would seek to undermine the democratic process or somehow improperly influence a country's citizens' right to choose their own leader. But there are also certain aspects to social media which make it a particularly fertile place for people who are seeking to disrupt society, in that it's possible to spread at great speed and at great volume total rubbish, which is designed to provoke, you know, unrest, including violence. And because of the way that the algorithms work and the engagement, how it treats engagement as being particularly desirable and therefore promotes content that is going to get high engagement, that content that gets high engagement is stuff that incites high emotions.
So on a broader level, is there evidence to support the belief that social media creates social discord within societies?
Rather than create social discord, it can maximise social discord. You know, people don't invent the fractures within society that are manipulated by those on social media, right? They're pre-existing. Those things are taken advantage of by people who want to disrupt society. They rarely need to be created. I mean, the other thing to just respond to what the Prime Minister of the Solomon Islands has said is that Facebook's widely used in the Solomon Islands and it's popular for many reasons, including being a very valuable way for people to communicate within the Solomons and from outside the Solomons, you know, the diaspora. Phone calls are expensive from a place like Australia to the Solomon Islands, whereas people can communicate via Facebook, in effect, for free. Without Facebook, we would have to find another way for people to stay in contact, and this is not only just friends catching up, this is important health information during the time of COVID. This is people conducting business. So I suspect that removing Facebook would cause far more problems for the Solomon Islands government than perhaps they are anticipating.
And how easy is it to stop an entire country from accessing social media platforms such as Facebook?
Well, China and Iran have banned Facebook. North Korea obviously has also, but they've banned most of the internet. In the Solomon Islands case, I'm not sure exactly, and I think the government's looking into how that would how that would work, but I suspect it would be a matter of locating the local servers for Facebook or wherever they are and, in effect, turning those off.
Media and communications expert Dr. Damien Spry from the University of South Australia speaking to The Wire's Leon Georgiou.